Masechet Kelim, Perek Yud Gimel, Mishnah Vav. The next few Mishnayot will talk about Kelim that have two parts. One of them metal, one of them wood. The question becomes, a metal keli could become tameh even if it's flat. A wood keli could only become tameh if it has a container. So how do we treat this type of utensil? Says the Mishnah, Etz ha-meshamesh et ha-matechet. If the wooden part of the flat keli serves the metal part, so the main component is the metal part, and the wooden part is secondary, then tameh, the entire keli can become tameh, because the status of a keli depends on what its main part is. If the main part here is metal, the entire keli is like a metal utensil and could become tameh even if it's flat. But if the metal part serves the wooden part, so the wooden part is the main part of the keli and the metal part is the secondary part of the keli, the entire keli is tahor, because the entire keli is classified as a wooden utensil, which cannot become tameh if it's flat. It needs to have a container. We'll use the example of a key to learn out the rules. A key has a rod with a ring at one end for a handle and teeth at the other end to open or close a lock. You have to put the teeth into the keyhole and turn the shaft. Ketzad, how so? How do those rules apply? Potahat shel etz v'hapin shela shel matechet. If a key is made of wood and all of the teeth are made of metal, afilu aha teme'a. Even if only one teeth is metal and the others are wood, the entire key can become tameh. The main part of the key is the teeth, which open and close the lock, and the handle only holds onto the teeth. Therefore, we say in this type of case that the key could become tameh because the main part of it is metal, and therefore it could become tameh even if it's flat. But if the key is made of metal and all of the teeth are made of wood, then teora, the key is tahor, because the main part of the teeth is the wood. We'll next talk about a signet ring, which is used to engrave documents. Taba'at shel matechet v'hotam shela shel almog, teme'a, if the ring is made of metal, but the signet is made of coral, which is a type of wood, the ring can become tameh. The ring is mainly used as jewelry, using it as a signet, as a stamping item, is secondary to it. So the metal band is the main part, and the wooden is secondary, and therefore the entire ring is looked at as metal, which could become tameh, even though it does not have a container. Taba'at shel almog v'hotam shela shel matechet. But if the ring is made of coral and the signet is made of metal, then it's tehora. The main part here is the wood, and it cannot become tameh unless it has a container. Now we'll talk about a different halacha about the teeth of keys. Hashen shebatas, the tooth of a metal sheet, a thin metal sheet that's fashioned into a keli. Shebapotahat v'shebemavteach teme'a bifnei atzma. Also, the metal tooth of a large key or the metal tooth of a regular key can become tameh on its own, even when detached from the key, because the teeth are able to open the lock without the rest of the key that's attached to it usually.